Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
The baseball season is way too long.
The game is way too slow.
It's so boring to watch.
Shut up. Get your peanuts, Cracker Jacks, and IPAs ready. This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch.
Swing and a long drive, deep to right.
Covering all things baseball.
Going, going.
The big leagues.
Going, going.
And the MLB to Portland.
Goodbye. He has done it. He has changed the game of the night with one swing of his bat.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch on 1080.
Bang, zoom, go the fireworks.
The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner for It Must Be a Wednesday. It's always a Wednesday, live from the poop-filled Smoky Willametta. Boy, I'm real sick of this.
The smoke, yeah.
Ah, yeah, man.
I don't know if you, well, you're not on Twitter, but I tweeted this the other day. This is a video game reference, so get ready to hashtag nerds me.
Hashtag nerd.
Sorry. So continue. Silent Hill is a game.
I am aware of it.
It's also a movie.
Never played it, but I'm aware that it is a game. It's a very popular game. One might say legendary.
It is a very popular game. It's a horror game, and the movie they made after it is horrible.
It's a little Resident Evil-y.
They came out around the same time, but they're pretty different games. But okay. In terms of like camera angles and stuff, yeah, it's the same kind of feel. Silent Hill's way scarier than Resident Evil. Resident Evil's a lot more about like, kill all the zombies, and Silent Hill is like, I'm going to die. Like way more terrifying. In the town of Silent Hill, it's fog constantly, and it's creepy. And they did that because back then in the original PlayStation, the load distance, you couldn't load things up without the game crashing. So they just put fog so that you didn't have to load like the distance of the buildings.
Mm.
And they decided to make it part of the atmosphere. It's really creepy. And that's what it's like right now here, because it's just every day, never ending. Haze that you can't see through. It's ominous. It's depressing. It's claustrophobic. The air quality is as bad as ever. Every day, you can't open your windows. You can't open your doors without letting bad air quality. It's terrible.
Yeah.
This is worse than darkness in terms of like scary, uncomfortable things. It's worse than darkness. It's worse than rain. It's worse than like some sort of weird third dimension fiery hellscape, like the sky being red. This is just awful.
I live in a small apartment in North Portland. And I've got a window AC unit that I have to run constantly because it's basically acting as my air filter in my house.
Yep.
So my house is cold. And then I go to work where, you know, idiots like to leave the door open. Mm-hmm. Customers coming in and out like to leave the door open. So eventually by the end of your shift, it's a little hazy in there.
Yep.
So that's really brutal. I get in my truck, you know, I drive 2000s Ford Ranger.
You do?
Got to run the AC because otherwise
have recirc on.
Otherwise, it's just, I don't have recirc.
Oh.
So
that old of
yeah,
a truck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I got to have the AC on, so I'm cold in there. So I wear a sweatshirt every day, and then I go outside, and I'm hot. Today, I had to go to the dentist. I had a tooth pulled, and I'd never had that happen before. And so I was thinking to myself, wow, I get done with it, and I was like, wow, that wasn't as bad as I thought. I mean, it wasn't great, but that wasn't as bad as I thought. Thank God I was only here for an hour, and I get to go home. And I walked out, and I was like, oh, God, it's terrible outside. Got into my truck where the AC's blasting. Oh, God. Got home and was just like, I hate everything.
Yeah.
I hate everyone. I like being in the studio, though. I like being here.
And
well, here seems a little more nicer. Although we have to wear masks indoor, which I'm not opposed to masks.
You missed yesterday.
I wouldn't say I missed yesterday.
You missed the worst of yesterday.
I wouldn't say I missed it.
Okay. Well, you heard about it then.
I did hear about it, but yeah. I wasn't missing being here.
For those who didn't hear Primetime yesterday or any of the shows.
I saw Suk's Facebook post.
Yes.
Facebook or Instagram?
He does
Facebook.
It on all. Yes. We had a sump pump in the kitchen for the kitchen sink. And I guess it hasn't been pumping. So we had a plumber or a sump pump guy or whatever come in. And he checked the safety check valve. It failed. The entire thing exploded in the kitchen. All over him, poor guy. And it smelled, I can't say it smelled like sewer water because, you know, it's a sink. So it's not like it was a toilet, not like people are using it to go to the bathroom.
I know, but it sounded septic when I heard it.
It smelled so rancid that when you walked up to the building yesterday, you smelled it outside the front door. I had the mask on already because we have to wear it in the building.
Mm-hmm. Which, again, I'm okay with.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not complaining.
I just wanted a little reprieve.
I put the mask on as I get out of the car, and as I'm walking up through the mask, I almost vomit, and I'm outside, and then I walk into the lobby, and for whatever reason, the lobby had it the worst, even though it's on the exact opposite end from the kitchen. It was like I walked into an upside down porta potty, but it was worse.
It's like one of those things when you're sitting around a campfire and someone farts and you can smell it and you're just like, oh dude, that's the foulest fart you can ever have. If you can smell it outside in the woods around a campfire,
yeah,
like your body is dying. Something is dying inside of
you. And then I went to go talk to the engineers and be like, what the hell happened? And they're like, trust us, it was worse. Because I got here like 1:30 yesterday.
Yeah, they got here like 8 a.m
well, it happened at like 10, and they're like, trust us, it was worse. And their decision was to leave the back door open because bad air quality was preferable to the smell that was in the building.
Man, this place just can't catch a break these days.
It's 2020, baby.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I don't really know what to do about all that.
I like how this guy is like, you guys are whining. Well, I mean, look at it outside, man. Can we whine a little bit, please?
Yeah, I'm not whining.
I'm whining.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to whine a little bit because it seemed like I got one of those like AQI air quality index apps on my phone now.
Purple air?
Last night it was starting to go down and we were sub 200.
Well, there was a little bit of rain yesterday.
We were sub 200s for like a good 6-7 hour period, at least in my neck of the woods.
The lowest I saw downtown, because I worked at Slabtown last night, the lowest I saw was like 240.
I figured 230. We were going to be turning a corner and then today happened.
No, there might be thunderstorms tomorrow.
We're back in hazardous.
Which is definitely what everybody needs.
Well, we need the rain.
We need the rain.
Don't need lightning.
Friday's the rain.
Is that? I swore it was just tomorrow.
Friday's supposed to be the rain. Late Thursday night, mostly early Friday morning.
Just give rain, no thunderstorm. Well, no lightning strikes, please.
Yeah.
Because that's what helps this.
None of that. Friday.
By helps, I mean hurts.
Let's hope it rains. Cool side news. If you're doing the OMSI Virtual Beer Fest on Friday, you're listening to a host right now.
We are a host.
I'm a little excited about that.
I can tell.
Yeah, although they can't get any of the breweries to agree to do trivia. So they're like, we'll just have her ask you the questions. And I'm like, oh, God, what if I get them wrong?
You might.
They're going to be like, what's the difference between an ale and a lager? And I'll be like, and just poop myself and run away. Even though you like clearly know the answer
to
that.
It's virtual.
Yeah, you're like,
how do you run away?
I know, you just put the headphones down and run. I don't know.
You just close the laptop screen like,
boop, boop, boop. We're having technical difficulties. Anyway, so if you're doing the virtual beer fest, unfortunately, it's already sold out. Otherwise, I'd be pumping it more. But if you're doing that, you'll see me there. Oakley Doakley, well, we got a baseball show for you tonight. Lots of things. The Mets got a new owner.
They did. Same as the old owner. That deal fell through.
The best third baseman in baseball is hurt. What that means for their team in the American League. We also have our little side action of Heat Celtics going on, as we'll check into that in the 8 o'clock hour. Fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour as well. But when we come back, there's a lot of postseason news for the near future and maybe the future.
Very, very upsetting postseason news.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll get to all that next. This is the Hot Corner on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
.717 here in Portland Sports Leader. Find us on social media. Mike's on Twitter at MikeLynch27. You can find me on Instagram at PDiddy085. And Joe, our fantastic producer, on Twitter at JoeFish3. That's F-I-S-C-H.
I did announce this during primetime to raucous disapproval from Isaac Ropp. But John Stachanik and I have been talking about our fake baseball.
Yes, which you guys always do every time around. I feel like I'm the reason you do it.
What?
Every time I come around, all I hear is you guys talking about it.
Well, this is because like it's a nightly discussion. When we call each other before primetime, it's like, hey, how's your team going? You know, we send each other texts.
All right.
Yeah, it's cute. It's a cute little like friendship builder, right? And John refused to show the people his Mariners World Series run, even though it's very easy to stream on Twitch from the PlayStation. And I tweeted out that I have 6 games left in the regular season, and I'm in the wild card game. And if I win that, I'll be in the playoffs fully. And it's like, I'll stream that. Why not?
Did you just sidestep and claim that wild card games aren't the playoffs?
Well, it's going to be a little disappointing if I say, hey, I'm going to stream the playoffs and I lose in the wild card game.
Well, don't lose in the wild card game.
Well, I don't really have all the control over that. I mean, I have some control over that. But
so people are going to watch you watching yourself
play
a video game.
I'm going to play it.
But you don't actually play, right?
No, I'm playing.
And you can catch...
You like swing and hit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And you can catch me in the chat thread just trolling your ass.
Just trolling.
Oh, I'm assuming there'll be some hot trolls in there. Yeah.
Really?
That's okay. Hot trolls?
Like clothes on or clothes off?
Let's go.
Well, you can't tell. It's behind a keyboard.
Holla, holla, holla.
So I am
going to... something strange for a piece of change. Going bleep for a bleep.
Orioles should have been in this game.
Dylan Bundy's killing it.
Stop. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to tweet when I'm doing it and share my Twitch. And if you know anyone wants to watch, go for it. So if you're listening and you at all give a rip about fake baseball that I'm playing, then and I'll try to put a microphone on so I can talk and stuff. And yeah, we'll figure it out.
Sounds great, man. I'm in. I mean, I'm not going to watch, but I'm in to support you. You know me. I always support you when it comes to video games. I'm not a video game guy, but I fully support you in your endeavors in video games.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes.
That.
Anytime.
And somebody follow me and ring the bell for notifications because I sent them that. We were like, oh, what's your Twitch? Like, oh, all right, I'll know when you're on now. Go.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
So interesting postseason news comes down as things have been finalized between Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association. Looks like we're going to have a bubble-esque type thing for the playoffs as all American League games will be played between L.A. and San Diego's stadiums, Dodger Stadium and Petco. Wait, yep. No, it's not Petco anymore, is it, right?
It's still Petco, isn't it?
Oh, I didn't know if they changed the sponsor.
I don't follow sponsors well.
Me neither.
But I think it's still Petco.
So let's go with Dodger Stadium and Petco Park for the American League and the new Texas Rangers Stadium in Arlington for the National League.
I feel like that's backwards, but...
It's not. National League is playing in American League Stadium. American League is playing in National League Stadium.
Right. I feel like that's backwards.
Oh, like it should be the other way around.
Yes.
I thought you were telling me that I was wrong.
No. I feel like that's weird that they made the decision.
I'm never wrong, Mike. Just ask me and I'll tell you I'm never wrong.
It's just weird that they made the decision to put the American League teams in the National
League. I think it's because...
It doesn't really
I think it's to make sure that there's no home field advantage whatsoever.
Okay.
The Dodgers and the Padres are going to the playoffs.
And they're
going to
play in Texas.
Yeah, well, they can't play in their own stadiums. That's not fair.
There's no fans.
I don't care. They got their own energy. They're going to drive home at night.
But isn't the first round supposed to be, wasn't there a talk that it was going to be 1-8 or whatever was going to be 3 games all at the home team stadium?
Yes, it starts in the division series.
Okay.
which will be the second round.
So the first,
it's like, you remember
the first four matchups will be three game series, all at the higher seed.
Yeah, you remember the first round of the NCAA tournament became the second round after the play in games, but it's still day one of the tournament. You know what I mean? It's BS like that. And go ahead.
I said, okay.
Okay. And so it sounds like once they get to division series, they're going to let their family members go.
Okay.
They have to quarantine for a week and they have to charter a plane there. They can't fly commercial.
Most of those players can probably afford it.
Yeah, I imagine Kershaw's just like, yeah, guys, who needs a ride?
Yeah. I've got five jets.
Yeah, I'll have my plane there tomorrow. Yeah. Everyone just show up at this time.
Back and forth a couple times. It's okay.
So I'm curious if this goes well. I mean, we don't need to get into it, but I mean, we'll wait and see. You know, when people start showing up and family starts showing up, well, you know, we'll see how that goes. COVID seems to be okay in baseball right
now. Yeah, I'm happy that they're deciding to do the bubble thing for the playoffs, although, to be honest, I don't know if it's as necessary now. I think they decided that as like, oh, crap, some teams are testing positive and it was really bad. But maybe it's just a way to hope that you don't get any random three-day cancellations because of one positive test because you're all in a quote-unquote bubble.
Right.
Because we've still seen that recently. Mm-hmm. The Mets had one and the Giants had one. And you're like, oh, okay, so three games are canceled and then they come back and it's fine. You don't want that in the playoffs. The only big negative about this is that they said that there's going to be no days off.
Yes, I did see that. Three games in a row.
And then five games in a row and then seven games in a row.
Let's do it, baby.
There's no days off, which is fun as a fan.
I wish the NBA could take a note to that.
I just think it's going to be interesting to see because you're used to seeing guys manipulate the starting pitching rotation because you have those days off so that like your fifth starter doesn't need to see the ball in the playoffs. But instead, you know, you get like for whatever, like Justin Verlander would have pitched three times.
Sure.
Now, every day, he can't pitch three times.
No, he'll pitch twice in a seven-game series.
Exactly. And you're going to have to rely on, you know, the, I don't know the back of the Astros rotation well enough because they're all young, new guys, but one of those guys at the back end.
You know what the whole thing says to me? It says to me that you got to have a good manager. I'm not worried about this. You sound worried.
I'm not worried.
I have a manager. You don't. Well, you got Cashman.
Ooh.
He's great.
He is great. Best GM in baseball, Simon Close.
I mean, he's been the manager there for years, too, so he's got plenty of experience.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
But that's what I think it's going to boil down to. Back-end rotation is going to be important, but I think it's bullpen management. That, to me, is everything.
You know what's very interesting?
It always is, but it's going to be on crack this year.
This is something I didn't really know.
Crack kills, y'all.
Sometimes I like to go and search other teams on Twitter to see what their fans are saying.
Old troll job.
Well, I'm not trolling. I'm just curious how they're reacting.
The enemy of my enemy is my enemy.
Is that how that goes?
Yeah, man. I hate everyone equally.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, like, this was a troll job. I was really excited to go read the Blue Jays fans these last 2 days because, man, we're just wrecking them.
You're such a jerk.
But I was reading the Dodgers fans one game. I think it was the latest Padres win when Grisham hit the home run and they were like getting all weird, right?
Right.
Like Dave Roberts had this weird statement about respecting Kershaw. I went to go read Dodgers fans. Dodgers fans hate Dave Roberts. They hate him. They say Dave Roberts is great with the players, but he is a terrible manager situationally.
I would agree with that. We've talked about that at length on this show.
I know we have, but sometimes I feel like fans turn a blind eye towards it. I may be guilty of doing that. And
but then there's some markets, you know, New York is no exception to this. There's some markets that pile on. Like some fans are just not happy.
Yeah.
You know, like they ran Joe Girardi out of town. Boston ran Tito out of town. You know, what are you doing? These guys won World Series for you.
Yeah, Joe Girardi was kind of past his prime.
Here we go.
I thought it was interesting that they hated Dave Roberts as much as they did. Just a little aside, but I was very curious. I was like, man, you guys really don't like Dave Roberts. And he's, I guess, not won a World Series, but led you to World Series. So
should have won a World Series.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's that. And then the last thing that came across the board for postseason is potential fans at the World Series, which I believe is going to be in Texas. Or is the World Series in San Diego?
I think Texas.
In Texas. Okay. Which, great way to show off a new ballpark. Kudos, Major League Baseball. If you're going to pick a neutral site, show off the new ballpark.
Makes sense to me.
There was no All-Star game this year. You know, Major League Baseball's got a history of liking to show off the new ballpark. I've never seen it. I mean, I don't watch Rangers games, like, at all. I don't care who they're playing.
They're terrible.
They play Cleveland, and I'm like, yeah, I'll check the score
later. They're terrible. They've got like the worst offense in baseball.
Yeah, yeah, they're terrible. But there's potential of fans in the stands at the World Series. Whether you think that's safe or not, I don't want to get into that. The question I want to ask you is how expensive are those World Series tickets? What if it's Yankees, Dodgers, and there's 10,000 fans in the stadium?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting because I think a lot of people won't want to risk going to a game, which might lower some of the tickets. Like if you looked at NFL prices, the Chiefs tickets were comparatively dirt cheap for opening night.
Really?
Against the Texans. Now, on average, I think we were looking at this up on Primetime. On average, a ticket was like $300 to go to a Chiefs game.
What are Crimson Tide tickets going to look like?
I don't know. But the Chiefs tickets were like going for on average $110.
Interesting. So especially because Chiefs Texans normally would be an awesome Monday night or season opener, Thursday night opener.
Except the Chiefs are way better. And
and the Texans suck, FYI.
Bill O'Brien sucks, yeah. Deshaun Watson's still great. But, take that back. Deshaun Watson's great.
Show me something.
He showed you a lot.
Yeah,
he's a
4 years ago. Okay. When he was wearing orange.
Jesus. the one thing you haven't mentioned yet is, and maybe we'll do this next segment, is the Manfred report, which just sent me into a tizzy yesterday or today, whenever it came out.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, we can do it next.
All right. I'm totally into this. Something I don't know about? Dope. I'm totally in on this. All right, when we come back, Mike's got a surprise for me. How do I not know this? Oh, well, whatever. Maybe because I hate Rob Manfred. But anyway, we'll do that next. But first, here's Joe with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Coming up in the second hour, 8 o'clock hour, we'll dive into the best third baseman in baseball is done for the year and how that affects the rest of the American League. Coming across on the fan text line, 503-250-1080, can we get a White Sox segment turn into the 8 o'clock? You'll hear a little bit about the White Sox.
Yeah,
currently the best team in the American League.
I got a buddy who's a big White Sox fan, and we've made ourselves a little side wager of if the White Sox win the World Series or if the Yankees win the World Series. And I'm going to go ahead and say Root Sports, probably.
That's so nice of you, Mike, because I do not engage with White Sox fans.
Oh, well, okay.
That's on the do not engage list.
Are the Timbers not on TV?
Are the Timbers not on TV?
I'm very confused.
They should be on 12, but it's Steve Harvey. Now, don't get me wrong. I like Steve Harvey.
We'll go down to 21.
You can win yourself a brand new car.
Is this interesting radio to you guys?
21.
Well, it depends. What does the survey say?
23, I mean. There it is.
Oh, weird.
We asked 100 people.
I like the little commercials when it's always like some old woman with some huge sexual joke. He like asks a question and she's like, whipped cream. And Steve Harvey goes, yo, pasta is watching.
Oh. Dude, I popped on Family Feud one day for possibly less than a minute. And just right off the bat, someone guessed somebody's junk. And Joey, of course, my boy, was with me. And I'm like, all right, so much for Family Feud.
Dude, Steve Harvey, man.
It's turned into something a little bit different.
He gets to be Steve Harvey on that show. And yes, I'll tell you what, if I could land that job, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I would sell my soul to just be Patrick Harris on a television show and make millions.
I love just be your own personality.
And just be your own personality.
And I love how he still acts surprised at like every one of those answers. Like, I know. What'd you just say?
He's got the best one. He's got like the borderline. It's Steve Harvey meets Jim Halpert, where he just stops and then looks at the camera and you're just like nailing it, dude.
I mean, because I doubt he's actually surprised by any of those anymore, but he plays it up for the role.
He's great. I love him.
And you know, I wonder, too, how much of it is like you're punch drunk, because on those shows, I don't know if everybody knows this. I think a lot of people do at this point, but all of those game shows, they get filmed in like 3 months.
Yeah. And so then, you're just grinding for like 8 hours,
many episodes a day.
Yeah, you did 10 shows in the 8 hours of work today.
I feel like that would be one hell of a 3 months, but then you get the rest of the year off.
Yeah.
I mean, he does other things, but it's just like, wow. What a job.
I'd be worried about my alcohol intake.
Vanna White.
Still looking good.
Pat Sajak.
Get it, girl.
Alex Trebek.
Trebek.
Great roles.
Great roles.
Great roles.
All right, so you got something for me, right?
I do.
The Manfred report? You said that like I was getting a new Mitchell report. By the way, A-Rod and David Ortiz are on the Mitchell report. Just throwing that out there.
The tweet that I saw...
So is Brady Anderson.
...started with... Ugh. Manfred also said the expanded 16-team postseason is likely to remain beyond 2020, adding that an overwhelming majority of owners had already endorsed the concept before the pandemic. Oh, I think there's a lot to commend it, he said.
Oh, weird. The owners want more games to make more money?
Let me tell you something. Do you want to ruin the importance of a very long, good grind MLB regular season, make it a 16-team effing playoff?
No.
What a stupid idea that will totally jeopardize the regular season.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Unless, if you want to go to a 16-game, a 16-team playoff structure, I'm okay with that. But you can't play 162 games. Mm. That's not worth it. Nobody will care.
Nope.
Like, look at right now. Look at right now, okay? I'm a Cleveland fan. Cleveland is in the 8th spot. And barring some historic collapse, because the Mariners are the 9 seed, Cleveland's going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
We're going to play the White Sox.
If all stays the
same. I like that option. I like that option a lot. The White Sox are the best team in the American League as far as record goes. You know,
they've been very good.
They've been very good. They've been hitting well. They hit the long ball. They've been pitching well. The White Sox are good. But with the way my team is right now, I'll take anybody in a 3-game series. So who cares if we finish 8th, 7th, 6th, or 5th? You know, let's make sure Shane Bieber doesn't get hurt. Let's make sure Jose Ramirez and Reyes and Lindor, let's make sure those guys all stay healthy. And Cesar Hernandez, Kike's brother, let's make sure they all stay healthy. And then we'll play the 8 seed and I'll take my chances on the White Sox.
I think you feel that way specifically this year because there's no home field advantage.
No, but I'm serious, though.
I'm serious if that changes, like, oh, we got to go to wherever, Tampa, New York, Chicago, whoever is at the top.
I don't think it does. I don't think it does because in we've seen it in postseason, like, it's all about pitching. I don't know how much home field advantage really matters in baseball.
I still think it matters a ton. First of all, you get the bottom of the inning.
Yeah.
Which is huge.
That is true.
And let's not forget.
There are a few places I don't want to walk into.
Let's not forget the great atmospheres at most stadiums in the playoffs.
I do not want to walk into a game 7 at Yankee Stadium. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Fenway Park. The Tropan, whatever.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. And so it's like, why hemorrhage all your assets at the trade deadline? Why grind out the month of September to switch from the 7th seed to the 5th seed? Yeah. You know, that doesn't make sense
to me.
That's
a great point. I didn't even think about it like that.
It kind of looks, it's like, it's good teams tanking. It's not tanking because you're still going to make the playoffs, but it's just saying, okay, let's just chill out. Let's get the bullpen healthy. We're not going to make stupid trades to get, you know, 3 closers in our bullpen because it doesn't matter. Let's just get there and manage our guys right.
I think there's also a little side to this that at the end of the year in September, when you have playoff races, what are you watching? You're watching the best teams in baseball fight it out for either division leads or the wild card spot.
Correct.
Right now, if this were a normal season, you would have the Rays, the White Sox, and the A's in the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Major League Baseball is like having a stroke on a stroke. And when they wake up from that stroke, they have a heart attack.
And the wild card game would be Yankees-Twins.
Now, that is great because I love watching the Yankees hit bombs off the Twins in a wild card game.
In the National League, you would get Braves, Cubs, Dodgers.
See, that's great.
And the wild card game would be the Padres versus the Marlins.
Woo, baby. Well, that's not that great. But the division winners is great.
Yes. So,
well, unless that kid from Miami throws that game.
Sixto Sanchez.
Yeah. He throws against Clev. You're like, oh, hello. Okay. So, tuning into Marlins Padres in 2020 for the wild card game. Who saw that coming?
I mean, it's a little weird this year, but I'm just looking at this and going, if I had to watch it the last week of the season, which we're coming up to, by the way. The season's almost over.
Oh, yeah. We're what, 2 weeks?
I think a week and a half. Yeah. I think there's like 10, 12 games left. You'd be watching a American League East chase. Yankees are 3 games back behind the Rays and 1.5 up on the Blue Jays for a wild card spot. You'd be watching an American League Central chase between the White Sox and the Twins. Also, the Indians would be in that wild card race as well.
Mm-hmm.
AL West is kind of fed this year, so you wouldn't really be worrying too much about the Astros and Mariners.
Why is the American League West so bad this year?
Well, because most of the teams are bad in it and the Astros aren't cheating anymore.
Ah, there we go. Okay, just checking.
So instead, right now it's like the four games under 500 Mariners have a small chance to make the playoffs. How exciting!
Yeah, they're the 9 seed. And I'm just like, no. Like, even Mariner fans. Like, I can call John right now. Mariner fans don't want to make the playoffs.
No.
They're trying to get draft picks here.
So
they're trying to clear payroll.
What you're doing is you're ruining the quality of the exciting matchups at the end of the year because you're including the third place teams in divisions, and that's stupid.
What if you only played 81 games?
I still don't like it because I'd still...
Because that's the NBA.
Yeah, and the NBA's playoff system is stupid.
Okay, I just wanted to hear that on the record because I agree with you.
16 teams is... Half of your league is way too much.
I agree.
Way too much.
I agree.
And by the way, that's over half of the MLB.
That is true because we don't have 32 teams.
30.
Yet.
It's true.
Yet.
But that's half of your teams.
Nashville and Portland. What up,
I feel
baby?
The same way about the NHL.
Yeah.
Half of your teams.
I agree.
Yes, I know it creates some interesting storylines. Yes, the 8-seed Kings can win the Stanley Cup.
Right.
Cool. But in the playoffs, I want the best of the best.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm sorry, Blazer fans, because I consider myself one now, too. The Blazers, when they go in as an 8-seed and lose in 5 to the Lakers and get swept by the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm not interested in
that's terrible basketball.
Yeah, I'm not
I know it's exciting to watch as a Blazer fan, but as a neutral, do you really want to see a team just kick the ass out of them? No.
No.
You don't.
Not at all. Well, we'll keep
playoffs should be exclusive.
Playoffs should be exclusive. I agree. So we'll keep an eye on this. And, you know, if things get out of line, I'll call Manfred myself and I'll make sure that things get set straight. But keep an eye on that. But hey, the good news, Mike, the best thing you just said there is the playoffs are coming up. And I'll tell you what, for 2020 being the strange sports year that we've had, you know, I really enjoyed the MLS's back tournament. I mean, at least the Eastern Conference, a little bit of the Western Conference, has been pretty good in basketball for a weird kind of playoff. Maybe baseball could deliver the same thing. Can you imagine Padres, Rays in the World Series? Major League Baseball would crap themselves, but you and I would watch that.
Of course.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, I don't think MLB would crap themselves if the Padres make. I think the MLB understands what's going on in San Diego right now.
All right.
Tampa, let's be honest, Tampa's a boring baseball team. They are very good, but their hitters are boring.
Tampa,
they've got some good starters.
Tampa Cincy.
But they're good.
Tampa Cincy.
Well, Cincy doesn't really have a chance, right?
So. I was trying to find somebody boring. There's not a lot of boring teams around. All right, when we come back.
Tampa, Miami.
Florida, baby. Florida. All right, when we come back, there's a new owner of the New York Mets. How is this going to work? Is this going to be something? Can the Mets finally pull themselves out of the dark Lord of the Sith life that they live? We'll do all that next on the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
Nobody really cares about him. Right.
Nobody knows. Timbers up 1-0 at the half. As what was that?
That was
Jimmy Chara.
That was Jimmy Chara.
Jimmy Chara. Get it, boy. Well, nice little fight there too. I like it. Timbers up 1-0.
Step up because we got ourselves a Sebastian Blanco out for the year injury.
Yep. Seeing this professional soccer and the fact that we're going to be having college football come back, that means we're going to get like college soccer and college volleyball too, right? The kids want to play, right?
Doubtful.
Crickets.
What?
Chirp,
but what?
Chirp.
I thought.
Got to protect the amateur athlete, man. The amateur athlete, dude. Like, we can't put him in those hazardous conditions.
But I'm confused. I thought we wanted the kids to play.
Hey, Joe, look over there.
Oh. Wow,
all
that's
right.
A lot of smoke.
So it's
worry about something else.
We're waiting on owner approval, but I think all signs point to yes. Steve Cohen, one of the richest people in America, who is a hedge fund manager. I don't even know what that means, but if you told me, if I met somebody and they were like, oh, I manage hedge funds, I'd be like, oh, you're super rich, huh?
Yeah.
Steve Cohen has agreed to buy the Mets from the Wilpons, thank God, and he will step in as a new owner in Major League Baseball. He's already a minority owner of the Mets. That's why everyone kind of assumes he will get the okay. Because why'd you okay him to be a minority owner, but not okay him to be a majority owner?
Right.
He will become the richest owner in Major League Baseball, which I find interesting. And this
is going to be, this is going to be a very like fun thing for me to watch, because I've always known the Mets outside of that 2000 season to be kind of a hot disaster. They've had great players. You know, they last won the World Series in what, 86? I was one, you know, so I don't remember any of that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember, I don't have Keith Hernandez in my brain. I have like Piazza and the Mike Hampton contract. And
yeah. I mean, I watched, I mean, I was a Yankees fan, so I didn't watch a lot of Mets, but I had the Mets available to me.
Sure.
I mean, I watched
you
them
knew
a little,
what was going on
well,
with that.
Of course. But I mean, I was born in 89, so I didn't know their World Series win either. I knew them when they were good with Piazza. Piazza was the Mets for me.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Totally. And then now, you know, they got guys. You know me. I love Jacob DeGrom, the polar bear.
Pete Alonso.
I am so excited to slurp up my favorite pitcher in baseball. Let's easy on that. Let's easy on that. Hopefully he's got some ice on them hammies, and he'll just be fine. Them hammies are going to look good like a Thanksgiving dinner here in a few days. So let's just be chill.
Thanksgiving has turkey?
Let's be cool.
You think it's more like Christmas dinner?
No, we do roast beef on Christmas.
But you do turkey on Thanksgiving, right?
Sure.
Do you not?
Sure.
Unless what is sure? Sure means like, stop talking. I'm done talking about
it. I mean,
you
can do both.
You can do whatever you want, Mike. Mike, remember, dude, we just had this conversation. I'm not going to bag on you for anything that you do.
How about a turducken? It's a chicken inside a duck inside a turkey.
Well, it's a duck inside a chicken inside a turkey.
A turducken.
Anyway, so what I'm really interested by.
Do you not have turkey on Thanksgiving?
No, I have turkey on Thanksgiving.
Okay. I'm just curious. You said it as if you didn't. I was like, wow, that's pretty crazy to me.
I was hoping you didn't notice. Anyway, I did forget already that the Mets did go to the World Series in 2015.
I forgot that, too.
Yes, they lost to the Royals. Yeah. I'm interested in Steve Cohen owning this team because he's got a ton of money. It sounds like he wants to win. And why not?
Well,
why not?
I think
why not take the Mets and make them a winner? I know this sounds like buy the Knicks and make them a winner. You're always a loser and you're still a loser.
But why are you a loser? Because your owner's bad.
This is
the
true.
The Knicks owner is James Dolan.
Dolan is a POS. Bad. Yep.
And his cable company is bad. Trust me, I had it my entire life growing up. It's a joke. Cablevision. A lot of it has to do with the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Mets are in the biggest market in the country. And
top five in the world, Craig.
And if you have the richest owner in baseball at the head of your team, you're going to be willing to go out and spend money and build a good team. Now, you still need guys underneath you who are going to do the job well. You know, the Yankees have the Steinbrenners who have a lot of money, but they wouldn't be the Yankees without Brian Cashman.
Sure.
So you need your GM. You need to get rid of Brody Van Brodebro.
Brody Van Brodebro. He's terrible.
He's terrible. He's a former agent who's just not working out.
He negotiated a deal that is backfiring on him.
Yes.
But not really, because he's getting paid on both ends.
And the Wilpons haven't had money because they were in the Bernie Madoff stuff.
So
they've been moneyless for a while, moneyless comparatively. And I mean, why not? You're in New York.
Why not?
Make the Mets good.
Make the Mets good again.
Well, just make the Mets good.
Yeah, the big thing is like, you know, what does this mean for JT
Real? The Mets.
What does this mean for JT Realmuto, who's about to be on probably going to be one of the top free agents going into the 2021 season? Be a splash signing for the Mets. Get some excitement around it. Da 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 da. I was listening to Buster Olney's podcast this morning. He had Carl Ravitch on, and he said, Buster asked Carl Ravitch. He said, if Steve Cohen called Carl Ravitch today and said, what's the first thing I should do as owner of the Mets? What would you, Carl Ravitch, say? And Carl said, I would make a phone call and I would say, it doesn't matter how much money it costs. It doesn't matter what you need. You will get everything you want. And that phone call is to Brian Cashman. Mm-hmm. You know New York. You live in your town. Are you tired of dealing with the Yankees? Do you want a new challenge? I will pay you everything you want and give you whatever you want.
I don't think he would take that deal. Just knowing Cashman, but that would be a brilliant.
That would be the
play.
Move because
be
it was so
play.
Funny. I was ready to say that.
Because how do you hurt your main rival while bettering yourself with all this new money? Is take the GM away.
And it's so funny because I was sitting here getting ready to talk about that because I thought it was a really interesting thing. And you were like, "You need a GM. Get rid of Brody Van Brode, and you know, find yourself somebody like a like a Cashman. And I was like, what if he does that? Just gets Cashman.
Possible.
You know, but it could be an interesting thing. Like, I think I'm with you. I think that's where it all starts with them. They have some good young players.
They do.
DeGrom is not young, but he is an elite pitcher. He is
How old is he now? 32?
Something like that. And I think he's got 3 years left on his deal. He is still an elite pitcher. You've got Pete Alonso. You've got Jeff McNeil. You've got some farm. Not a ton.
Traded too much of it for Edwin Diaz.
Traded a lot of it. Yeah. I know. I saw him about to throw a save, and I almost threw the Fernando Rodney siren.
No. Don't you dare.
Just because I was a little concerned there.
You got to get another noise for Edwin Diaz. That's reserved for Fernando Rodney.
But the shell is there. It's not bad. And you're the Mets. You're going to be able to go sign anybody. He's going to go get JT Realmuto. Unless Realmuto wants to stay in Philly because him and Bryce want to bro it out.
I'm going to say this. If that's the big splash signing, I'm not too excited if I'm the
Mets. He's the best catcher in baseball.
Look, Realmuto is a great player. But if that's the big splash signing, that's not going to get it done. You got to think about like.
Well, they need more than that. I'm not saying it's like World Series or bust. We just got Realmuto. But I'm saying that's a start.
Sure. But you need stars. And what you need is.
Get Marcus Stroman back next year?
Oh, boy. If
Noah Syndergaard?
If this wasn't the case, if the regular season happened the regular way and if the offseason happened normally and Mookie Betts was a free agent, that's who you're signing.
For sure. Means.
That's what you need. Not only do you need a great player, which Realmuto is, you need a star.
Yeah.
You need that person to take you over the top because right now you don't have that.
What do you mean, Robbie Cano? Come on, baby.
I guess you could count DeGrom. I'm thinking more hitter-wise.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Like Pete Alonso is the closest, but he's in his third year now?
Go trade for Frankie Lindor.
You could do that.
You know, that would do it for you.
Absolutely. Just go, you know, go big and be smart about it. You don't want to go big and just throw money at everybody who's aging and do the old school stupid thing.
Right, we saw that in the mid-90s with the Yanks, and it just...
The Red Sox
did it too, and it just wasn't fun baseball. You were like, oh, I know all these guys. Why do you kind of suck?
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to see that. But make the National League East quite interesting if the Mets get back in that.
Yeah, all of a sudden, every team in the division would be pretty good. I mean, the Marlins...
I think the Nationals need a lot of help.
The Marlins are surprising me this year. I mean... As much grief as Jeter and the ownership group that went in to take over the Marlins got when they traded away everyone,
mm-hmm.
Ozuna and Yelich and, oh God.
Realmuto.
There's one more, too. Who else did they get rid of? Yelich, Ozuna. Yelich,
Ozuna, Realmuto, Giancarlo. There you go.
Was that it?
Mike Stanton?
Yeah.
The old Mike Stanton?
I thought there was someone else, but yeah.
The old Giancarlo Lynch?
Everyone was like, wow, what are you, like, these are young, controllable players that you're getting rid of.
Is there a pitcher?
And now you're starting to see, oh, so they actually, like, did some good trades, and mm-hmm. they've been drafting well, and these guys are coming up, and they're playing well, and,
mm-hmm.
You know, the guy you got for Realmuto and Sixto Sanchez is really good.
Really good. Looks like an ace.
You got some good young hitters, and all of a sudden, it's like, they might actually be a good team soon.
Boy, Philly could use that guy.
Mm. Well, they have Aaron Nola.
Yeah. Everybody else is kind of like, woof.
Yeah.
Wheeler pitched well today, though.
Okay.
With a blister. Looked nasty. Looked super gross.
Yeah, Wheeler looks really good most of the time, but also just gives up runs. Because he throws 98, and he has a great slider.
How does one look very good, but give up runs all the time?
Because, see, what you'll see is in, like, a Garrett Cole start from, like, a month or two ago when he wasn't pitching well. Most of the time, he's dominant, but then he gives up 3 home runs that lose you the game.
And you're like, uh-oh.
That's what Zach Wither does.
All right. Well, the Mets are going to be interesting. Stay tuned. I'm definitely going to watch, especially with my boy DeGrom and a little polar bear action. Maybe they'll do something. It'll be exciting. All right. We come up. Coming up in the second hour of the Hot Corner, we got fair foul at the bottom of the hour. We got our own, you know, Joe's out of it. No offense, Joe, but Joe's out of it. But Mike and I got our little Eastern Conference NBA situation.
Somebody's off to a better start.
Spoiler alert, Mike.
Bam Adebayo is a good defense.
I hate you. But then we'll start with the best third baseman in baseball is out and how this affects the American League race. We'll do all that in the second hour coming up. Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.